It was an appalling experience. I had been in hospitals before, but I'd never seen a hospital so degraded, so deplorable as this hospital.
The Allentown State Hospital seems to have played a very interesting and important role in Dr. Milan's professional life. Last week, we heard about the way it changed his perception of the human mind.
I think it taught me one thing primarily, how easy it was to cross the line between a normal person and being a person with severe mental disorders, such as delusions.
This week, we'll hear how his involvement with the hospital led to his work as a clinician, a critical perspective that has informed so much of what he's created over the years. That's today on Into the Mind, Conversations with Dr. Theodore Milan, and I'm your host, Evan Johnson. Dr. Milan started in the field thinking he would be an academic.
I was very lucky. I came to Lehigh back in 1954, and my primary responsibility there was a teacher, a professor, and that was kind of my sense of who I was, that I would pontificate before various classes on a variety of different subjects. Very rewarding, absolutely so. But I stumbled in some way into the politics of Pennsylvania's treatment of mental disordered patients. A young man by the name of George Leader, a Democrat, was running against the entrenched Republicans during that period of time. And he talked about all the things that should have been done and that he planned to do. And I wrote him a long 5-page letter based on my experience of bringing my students to the local big state hospital. We went through the hospital. It was an appalling experience. I had been in hospitals before, but I'd never seen a hospital so degraded, so deplorable as this hospital. Well, I wrote that to this chap, the Democratic candidate, and I said to him, you know, if you're serious about what you're talking about, come to this hospital and I'll happily take you through, not so happily, of course, to see what was happening at that hospital. I received a letter a week or so later from his campaign manager, and he said, can you make it next Tuesday in the 10 o'clock or 10:30? And Mr. Leader will be happy to meet you and walk through the hospital with you. And so we did. He came, we walked through the hospital, and he then afterwards spoke to all of the newspapers throughout the state about the deplorable conditions at the hospital, but also throughout the state. He won the election.
That victory had surprising implications for Dr. Milan, and we'll hear more of the story after this quick reminder that you're listening to Into the Mind from Pearson Clinical Assessment.
A month or two later, he became the governor of the state. I received a letter from him inviting me to be a member of the Board of Trustees. 3-4 weeks later, after a lot of back and forth complications, I joined the new Board of Trustees because of my background in psychology. All the doctors and ministers who were part of the Board of Trustees asked me to become the president of the board, the overall director of the hospital, and that's what I became. Kept that position for close to 14 years as the president, the person who really ran that state hospital. We hired new superintendents, new directors of this, that service, etc. I began to spend a lot of time in the mental health field. I was really a personality individual, a social psychologist. I was not a clinician in the sense of working directly with patients or overseeing them. But I spent many years at the state hospital. I was there at least once, often 2 and 3 times a week, walking through the wards, talking to patients, doing appraisals of patients from members of staff and the like. That's where my clinical experience grew. And as a consequence of that, I was drawn to Illinois at their medical center to head up their psychology programs. That's how I became a clinician.
Dr. Milan was a remarkable mixture of clinician, theorist, and test developer. And that combination happens in part because of the pivotal experiences he had at the Allentown State Hospital. We'll hear his thoughts on what that combination meant to him personally, but that's next time on Into the Mind from Pearson Clinical Assessment. For more information, go to www.pearsonclinical.com/Milan Inventories.